Aztag, this is dictating on George Papas. George, G-O-R-G. Papas is P, P as in Paul. P-A-P-P-A-S. P as in Paul. P-A-P-P-A-S. Date of birth, 8-18-51. Date of visit, 5-18-26. Please make a copy for Mark Lastarza and Dr. Arun. Oh, please make a copy for Dr. Arun Dunn, DHAND. Okay. Next paragraph. Dear Arun, ARUN, thank you for sending George Papas for pulmonary evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is cough for 6 months. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 70, let's see, 74-year-old male. Was had a persistent cough for the past 6 to 8 months period. The patient denies significant shortness of breath, denies wheezing, but has had allergic rhinitis and gastroesophageal reflux. He has no significant sputum production and denies fevers, chills, and night sweats or chest pains. The patient was sent for a chest CT without contrast that was done on 4/23/26, and it showed peripheral, basal, predominant, reticular, and minimal ground glass opacities with traction bronchiectasis, but no honeycombing. There were benign appearing bilateral fissural lymph nodes and no suspicious lung nodules. Mediastinum had a small hiatal hernia and no adenopathy, period. Next, let's see, next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of impaired fasting glucose, history of mixed hyperlipidemia and chronic kidney disease, stage 2. The let's see. The patient also had a repair of an Achilles tendon on the right that was done in 77 and a tonsillectomy in 1957. Two hernia repairs in the inguinal area. Period. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient denies smoking. Alcohol use moderate. Works as a lawyer. I'm sorry, works as an attorney. Next paragraph. Family history. father died of mesothelioma and asbestos exposure. Mother died of Alzheimer's and had high blood pressure. Next, system review. The patient has no fatigue or fever, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. Yes, no shortness of breath, wheezing, but has a cough. No abdominal pains. Yes, he has heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation. He has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain, no palpitations or leg swelling, no anxiety or depression. He has some joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. And, let's see, that's it. Next, paragraph, med list. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily, fexofenadine, 180 milligrams a day. Tadalafil, 5 milligrams as needed. Irbesartan, 300 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This well-built elderly white male is alert, no acute distress. There is no pallosinosis, ictus, clubbing, or peripheral edema. No lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure, 138 by 80. Pulse is 84, respiration is 18, temperature 97.2, weight is 165, and saturation 98. HEND norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, ears, no inflammation. Next up, no bruising, thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Fine bibasal crackles in the lower lung fields. Heart, the atoms are regular, so the rest to no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexive, the one plus, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves, ghostly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number one. Interstitial lung disease, probable UIP. Number two is history of hypertension. Number three is chronic kidney disease. Number four, hyperlipidemia. I'm sorry, mixed hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC sedate, ANA panel, RA factor, anti-DNA, SCL70 antibody, and anti-ENA antibody. He will also get a complete pulmonary function with bronchodilate studies. And a CT chest to be repeated in 2 months. The patient will come back for follow-up after his tests are completed. He'll also use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs as needed. And a follow-up visit in 2 months. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza. Oh, can you please change that? Follow-up visit is in 1 month, not 2. The patient will come back for a follow-up in 1 month. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza. Copy of this for Dr. Mark Lastarza. Lastarza, MD, and Dr. And Dr. Arun Dund, DHAND, Arun Dund, MD. Thank you, Dr. Souza.